Backyard cottages and mother-in-law units are back on the City of Seattle's priority list, and they will be for at least the next year. City officials want to make it easier for people to build them and add them to housing stock. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
City Councilmember Mike O'Brien was ready last year to issue new rules for accessory housing units, but the Queen Anne Community Council sued. As a result, the city can't change the rules without an environmental review of the whole city over the potential impacts. O'Brien says the city is going to pay for that review. He expects it to take a year. Martin Kaplan of the Queen Anne Council says he's happy with the decision. He says he was concerned about whether single-family neighborhoods could sustain more people moving in.
And they didn't do one study that said, well, you could triple that density, and it wouldn't have any impact on the utilities. I mean, there are many neighborhoods that are still suffering with very old infrastructure. And so we just feel that it should have been studied.
The city council expects 7,000 more homeowners would be able to build backyard cottages or mother-in-law units if the regulations were loosened. But even without the citywide study, people can build the units. Homeowners with a lot more than 4,000 square feet are already allowed to, which makes up a big chunk of the city's single-family homes. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.